Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Your welcome is brought to you for free today by our friends at BetOnline. Get in the mix at BetOnline.ag. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for your new welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts and the exclusive partner of Podcast One Sportsnet.
Uncle Jill, Uncle Jill. There's no bad guy like Uncle Jill. Never lost, not even ever. No bad guy like Uncle Jill.
What's happening, guys? Happy Friday! And thank you for joining another special episode of Your Welcome. Dana White came out, he said the UFC will not be stripping John Jones. And good on that clarity. I'm not sure we needed it. I don't know that we had any indication that we were even starting to drift in that direction. But you know what? You do have to understand, getting a spot in the UFC is very similar to getting a reservation, if you will. You're going to go to a nice restaurant, you got to have a reservation, you hear there's a waiting line. I use that comparison because there are only so many spots. And when those spots fill up, there are now no other spots until spots open up. When you hold out like John did, okay, fine. But those spots now get filled. Those reservations are taken. That phone is still ringing and people are still getting put at the seat. So you can still return to the restaurant. You're just going to have to wait a little bit until you do it. I think that a better comparison here might also be with what's going on with Conor McGregor. Dana White also said, I can assure you, Conor McGregor will not be fighting in 2020. Now, that's not a knock on John Jones or Conor McGregor. That comes back to the reservation analogy I just laid out. They get a whole bunch of dates in a whole bunch of different locations, and you move forward. You start taking reservations. So now if a guy decides he wants to try your restaurant, I changed my mind. Looks like that's what I want to do after all. No problem. You're welcome to come. Let's look at the calendar, though, and see when the next open is. That's really what this is. And I have to tell you, not stripping John Jones is very important. John is one of these guys where, who are you punishing in that case? I mean, there's been a number of times where people have wanted John Jones stripped, whether a legal issue, something outside of the octagon, but they have wanted him stripped. In this case, he's done nothing illegal, but in this case, he's done nothing in the octagon. How long does he get to wait as champion, who, by the way, is perfectly healthy and who, by the way, has a number one contender in Dominic Reyes who would like the match? I don't quite know the answer to that question. But if you defer back to the reservation scenario, even if John comes to the table now, you can't just call Dom, your table is this way. There is no tables. For the amount of events that are currently scheduled, which is a lot, they plan way out, but for the amount of events, they have so many seats and those seats are spoken for. So it's one of these cases, guys. Please ask yourself that question. If you're on the anti-John Jones and nobody can beat him, but I don't want to see him happy. So let's just take what he loves, even though nobody can take it from him. Okay, but if you do that, who are you hurting? Does John somehow, for a temporary frustration or pain of not having the title, while not losing the title in a traditional way, is that really that big of a deal? And secondly, who do you give the title to? Nobody. So you bring in a couple of guys to go fight for the title, but those guys aren't going to have that same kind of shine if they don't beat John for the title. You see what I'm saying? It just becomes a little bit of a problem. And who is it do you think you're punishing? Then all of a sudden, John Jones comes back. Does he come right into a title match, a very title match against the very opponent, Dominic Reyes? who is doing anything he can to not have to fight, I would have to say that's unlikely. So then if he just comes back somewhere in the deck, that's a dangerous proposition. You could be the baddest dude in the world, or the next baddest dude in the world. John Jones will send you to the hospital. John Jones is not to be played with. He does not have a nice style. You could call his style dynamic. You could call it beautiful. You could call it well-rounded. There, never will you call it nice. John Jones is looking to hurt not only you, he's looking to hurt parts of you that you didn't even know were eligible to be hurt. Remember that fight he had with Glover? Fighting Glover Teixeira, within 30 seconds, somehow he grabs Glover's arm in a standing position, locks his own hand, and just like twists. Glover had bicep damage from a move that isn't even a move, a move that does not even have a name, just something John thought of. How many other fights has John walked across the ring as both guys are starting to kind of measure, okay, where are you, where am I? John just double crosses you, kick you right in the mouth. I mean, John Jones is, don't call that style nice. And there's a real relevance to that. If you think that stripping John somehow punishes John, I need to hear a little bit more of your argument. If you think that somehow motivates him or boosts him or gives him a kick in the ass to let him know, haha, we're serious over here. Well, there's no tables left. It's a similar thing to Conor McGregor. Conor mania is a very real thing. It's very hard to deny that this sport is more fun with Conor in it. Is there anyone else you can say that about him? That's a big compliment. The sport is more fun. How can you call unarmed combat fun? It's interesting. It's compelling. Fun? Yeah, when Conor's around, things are fun. He's that guy. So let me pose a question to you all. Did retirement backfire? Did retirement backfire on Conor and John? None of us believe that it's sincere. Those athletes have led us to believe it's not sincere. When I'm talking about sincere, I'm talking about a guy who quit smoking until the next time he smokes, right? There's a big difference in quitting and stopping. I'm done, which is where retirement comes. Retirement, you're never going to do that again. As opposed to I'm on a break. So the reason I say it was insincere is Conor retired, didn't leave the USADA pool, and has called out a number of people since in two different sports. So I think we can look at that as insincere. John Jones never fully said I'm done. He, in fact, said I'm done for a year or two. And anytime a guy says a year or two, you're well aware that he himself has absolutely no plan. If he has no plan and he comes to the table, you can't begin negotiating with him as a partner. Because now you have a partner who is openly telling you, I have no plan. I don't like your plan. My plan is I don't like your plan. Can I have it my way? No. But in the world of stripping John Jones and the fact that John is not going to be stripped, that's not only fair, right? I mean, don't forget, when this whole pandemic hit, Dana put a lot of things into place, a lot of things we'd never seen or heard of before for good reason. But he's been very consistent with one theme, which is, hey, guys, just so you know, and this was even an internal email that went out to everybody but got posted on the internet. He's also said it at press conference after press conference, night after night. Nobody has to fight right now. If for any reason, none of which you need to share with me, right now, if you don't want to fight, that's it. No punishment, no repercussions. And that is very clearly extended, not just to the newer guys, not just to the body of work, all the way to the top. John Jones, Henry Cejudo, in all fairness, who I still consider a fighter, Conor McGregor, anybody in between, anybody right now, this was stated on day one by Dana. For any reason, you're not comfortable. Enough said. Don't even need to tell me. I get it. Things are a little different right now. Well, I think the fact that he's not stripping John, I think the fact that he can assure us that all the seats at all the tables are full when it comes to Conor. Look, just a sincere guy. Told you the truth on day one. Provided you with the evidence this morning. Clayton Hires has come to the rescue. So guys, I was talking to you the other day about my problem with the term exhibition as it pertains to a boxing contest, Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. specifically. Why are you doing it? I mean, exhibition gives us a connotation that this isn't for real. So I called Clayton. I said, Coach, tell me about this exhibition term. Is this a term that is wildly and openly used in boxing? Because as a wrestler, as a MMA guy, when I hear the term exhibition, I hear scrimmage. I hear sparring. I hear playful. I don't hear fight. And this is a fight. I got two fighters in here doing an exhibition. What? Am I hearing this wrong? He said, yeah, you sure are. He says, as a matter of fact, exhibition is a very common term in boxing. And all that it means is that they wear headgear. I go, coach, literally that's all it means? I go, does it take them outside of the commission's control? He said, nope. I said, well, is the weigh-in going to be regulated? He said, yep. I said, what about the rounds? Is it 3-minute rounds with a 1-minute rest? He said, yes. I said, well, how many rounds are they going? I said, do you know? Are they going 4, 8, 10, 12? He goes, 8. And I said, can you confirm that for me? And he goes, nah, you better go look it up. But I did read initially that this was going to be 8 rounds, 3 minutes apiece, 1-minute break. And all that exhibition means in boxing terms is headgear. And he said it's very relevant because boxing largely has two classifications. You've got the amateurs, which of course does largely come down to the apparel. You have the pros, which also can signify, amongst other things, a change in apparel. He said, so when you do an exhibition, you can bring in two killers. You can bring in two pros, but you allow them to put headgear on. He said in the boxing world, it's just easier to speak and say we're doing an exhibition, which means put on headgear, than it is to say, hey, these two pros are going to go out there. They're going to fight. Oh, by the way, they're going to look like amateurs because they're wearing headgear. He said that gets a little bit tough for marketing, too. So I think I understand it a little bit better. But it does make me wonder one more question. Popular opinion. I just want to vote from you guys. Was this the right fight to make? It seemed as though when Mike Tyson came out with this idea that it just couldn't go wrong. I mean, Mike Tyson came out with this idea, I'm going to box again. First promoter with $1 million gets my signature and my performance. And then he puts out like an 8 to 11 second video on Instagram where he's hit and miss with Rafael Cordero. That did like 900,000 views. No talk of a date or of an opponent. And all of a sudden you're going, man, I'm not sure this Mike Tyson can miss. Then when people were seeing an opportunity to share the ring with Mike Tyson, and a lot of them, but Mike Tyson was their heroes. I mean, right, a lot of them were younger guys. Tito Ortiz, by example, who grew up looking up to Mike Tyson. All of a sudden, you started having these other names that were getting interesting. But there's a part of you that still felt like, well, we're starting to get a little too competitive here. I know that Alexis Emelianenko, Fedor's brother, was initially thrown into this by a Russian promoter who called up Mike Tyson and said he was interested in the match. Well, that starts to make a little bit more sense. Alexis has never been a great boxer, but he's a big guy, and he's not afraid to go in there and stand toe-to-toe. He's a lot younger. Maybe some of that youth would make up for his lack of experience in that field. Some of that just made sense. When I was in the Mike Tyson sweepstakes, I wanted to put him against Peter McNeely. I thought, look, if we're just going to have a fun cash grab that's open, Tyson is telling everyone, this is just about the money. Okay. We can work with absolute honesty by being absolutely honest back. This is a cash grab. We're limiting the rounds and we're bringing an opponent. Everybody gets a redemption story. And the good news for McNeely is if he can make it one full round, he has now redeemed himself. He has done better the second time than he did the first time. This is my thought process. Very light in the process, was I? I'm not here to tell you I had a better idea. I like the fact that it's Tyson versus Roy Jones. It just, I get thrown off when I hear this word exhibition. So I want to kind of clear that for everybody, that according to Coach Clayton, the word exhibition is a common term within the sport of boxing. It means you have two professionals that do not have amateur licenses. They have professional licenses with a caveat. They will wear headgear. We're all adjusting to new situations every day. And whether you're working from home or you're working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates or your neighbors are listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. But before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds. Started about half the price of the other premium wireless earbuds on the market. And they sound just as amazing as the top audio brands that that you're familiar with. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet. Guys, I am wearing them and recording this over them to you right now. They have 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for conference calls or binging on this podcast. And what makes Raycon a game changer for me is they stay in my ears. I can't be distracted with the wires or constantly worry about my headphones falling out. Raycon's Everyday E25 earbuds are made with gel tips, so they form and fit to your ear and they stay put. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about. Right now is the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/chale. That's buyraycon.com/chale for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/chale. Question that keeps coming up, I keep seeing it on the underground forum, is would there be any chance that Chimaev and Conor McGregor get together next? As in now, as in right away. Well, there's a few problems with that. The few of the clues that were given, Dana White coming out and saying Conor's not fighting in 2020, Dana White coming out and saying Chimaev is going to fight in the next 30 days, a statement that he made 9 days ago, which means Chimaev's on deck and Conor's in the batter's box. No, if you want to talk about next, no, but I would like to elaborate this thought, because many of the people that said it would not happen and it could never possibly happen had to do with the idea that Chimaev is an unknown that looks like he's got absolute star potential. Would you put him against your biggest star right now? Make it go boom and all of a sudden have a team player in Chimaev would be the hope, who wants to compete and stay busy all the time as he is now. That would be the hope. That would be the wish. I don't think you're dealing with decision makers that put a whole lot of strategy into the word hope. I will argue, though, as much as no, that fight is not going to happen next, but I will argue for you that historically we have seen things like this. Two fights come to mind. Daniel Cormier, who was getting ready to fight for a world championship and needed something to do in between, fought a coffee barista named Pat Cummings with absolutely no experience in a co-main event spot and a world title opportunity on the line. I only bring that to you because, by the way, I don't mean to dismiss Pat Cummings when I got coffee barista. I mean, that's what he was doing for work. He was at a coffee place and he was making coffee, but he had a dream of being a fighter. He wasn't this decorated, well and household name. You tell me he's going to put down the apron, put on the gloves, and go take on the number one contender in the world, and the number one contender in the world is going to be okay with that? And I'm telling you, yes, and it happened. Another fight that was just like that, Dan Henderson, and I want to say this was because Henderson was late in his contract. Henderson might have even been being punished. I might be adding that to the story, but somewhere like that, ends up having to fight a guy out of Brazil who'd only had all of his matches in the training room, but he had it with the Brazilian top team. He had it with some of the baddest dudes in the world, from the Nogueira brothers to Murilo Bustamante, guys with names that were putting them on him. His name was Husamar Pelharis. Nobody knew who Pelharis was, and Pelharis was an even dangerous, even more dangerous opponent for Dan Henderson in hindsight, because what we didn't know about Pelharis was how great he was with the heel hook. We didn't know that. I mean, Pelharis is one of these guys that was going for attacks successfully that nobody else was attempting to do, and he was great at them. So when you have a guy like that, you look across the ring, you're judging a book by his cover, and okay, this guy looks strong, and he looks ornery, and he looks mean, and I guess I got to go fight him. But oh, by the way, he's got this hidden weapon that he finishes the best guys in the world in the practice room with all the time, known as the heel hook. Now, Dan got over on Pelharis that night, but then Pelharis went on quite a run finishing guys with heel hooks. Point being, he had these skills, and there is a big risk when you're the big guy. A true competitor is never going to care where they sit in the rankings and where the other guy sits. A Daniel Cormier or a Dan Henderson of the world, they will never care. They're amateur wrestlers. They're used to a tournament. Whoever shows up, whoever gets on the scale, put a bracket together. We don't even know how the bracket's going to unfold. Not only am I not agreeing to wrestle anybody, blindly. I'm agreeing to wrestle whoever's after that and who's ever that and whoever is after that based on the architecture competitively of the bracket as it unfolds. So when you have somebody with that mindset and they're looking for a match, real easy to do. I don't know how many guys do have that mindset. What came of it for Daniel Cormier? He went right into a world title fight and a multi-million dollar payday. That's what happened to him. What happened with Dan Henderson? I think he left. I think he left and went over to Strikeforce after Pilharis. I would have to look that up. But the point is, even if he didn't, something great would have happened. But all he did is what he was supposed to do. As honorable as you may find the story I just reminded you of Dan Henderson choosing to fight this unknown Pilharis who'd never been in the UFC before and nobody even had any tape on the guy, or Daniel Cormier taking on a fellow wrestler who he did know from the practice room but that did not have a name, risking a number one contendership, as cool as that may sound, those guys didn't get any credit from their peers and don't give any credit to themselves. That's the only life they know. That's the only mindset they know. There are times when it appears that Connor is that same kind of competitor. Anyone, anytime, bigger the risk, no problem. Maybe I win, maybe I don't. What? That's competition. I got no problem with it. I'm not trying to protect a perfect record. I'm trying to go out and get matches. There's times where you see that. But if you sit and you wait or you play some of these games, there can be other effects. I don't think any of us saw this coming. I don't think any of us predicted that Connor wasn't going to manipulate this just perfectly. But eventually, there's only so many dates booked. There's only so many competitors. There's only so many promises that have already been made. There's no shortage of action going on with our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Sports are slowly making their way back. MLB and now NBA join UFC, boxing, NASCAR, and soccer. BetOnline has all the best odds, lines, for the upcoming games and matches. Need more? BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening every day live for you to check out. Looking for something beyond sports? BetOnline has hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, all of the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag or use your mobile device and join now to receive your new welcome bonus and start playing today. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. So if you ever do the Joe Rogan Experience, where Joe's at is like a clubhouse. I mean, you got the studio that you guys will see if you watch his program. He's got another room with like a pool table in it. Then he's got a back room that he's turned into a gym. I mean, he spends so much time down there putting out so many work. Okay, so he's got a workout room. And Justin Gaethje must have been going to do Joe's podcast, something like that, because Justin Gaethje was doing a mitt workout, I believe with Coach Whitman, but in Joe's gym. And Joe posted that, or Justin posted that somewhere that made it out to the internet, and Khabib weighed in on it. And Khabib said, you know, Justin Gaethje is a very nice guy, but I will drag him into the deepest of ocean waters and I will drown him. This is not boxing and this is not wrestling. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get him tired and then I'm going to sink him. Okay. There's a lot of truth within that statement, because what Khabib is talking about is the intangibles, right? We can always talk about who's faster, who's bigger, the real obvious ones, the height advantage, the reach advantage, some of these real obvious ones. But those real obvious ones have very little to do with the outcome of a fight. The intangibles, which you cannot see and are harder to speak about, and quite frankly, even a little duller to speak about, is what you should be betting on if you're going to part with your money, okay? There is nothing quite as important as pace. Guys who have found a way to weaponize pace are few and far between. Randy Couture, possibly the first to ever do it with an MMA. George St. Pierre, who made a career out of going harder than his opponent could go. The Diaz brothers, one of the reasons you love to watch them fight. They got a little bit of that Gotti within them, where they're going to do some punching, but they're going to take some punching, but then they're not going to go away, and eventually their opponent's tired of punching. And those real endurance athletes are fun, and Khabib definitely goes on that list. You go look at everything that Khabib does. I find his technique to be very good, and I find it to be very interesting. I also recognize the fact the reason he wants it to gets it to work is he wills it to work. He will go for an attack that's a pretty good attack, but then he will go for it again and again and again until the guy falls down and he gets his desired result. That is an intangible, and that only comes through that condition and that cardio and that pace. All of those things are what make Khabib appear so determined, so gritty, such a handful. Like you're fighting two guys at once. He's just so active and so busy. So when he's talking about, hey, Gaethje, you look good, and I'm not here to compare our skills. You put out a punching video, I'm not going to go put out a punching video. You'll probably put out a wrestling video, I probably won't put out a wrestling video. But here's what I am going to do, and I'll just tell you. I'm going to do whatever it is that I want to do. I'm just going to do it a whole bunch of times until you're too tired to defend yourself. Now, that's very open by Khabib. I mean, that is what we have seen Khabib make a career off of. And if you wanted to be a little more analytical and talk about his wrestling and his pressure and he gets you into the fence and then he trips you off the fence and then you can and you would be right. You would be speaking about what you're seeing, which is what would make you right. Khabib is now telling you what you don't see. What you don't see is that I am going to take a swing at this ball more times than anyone else. Throw a ball up. I'm going to swing at it 20 times. You decide if one of those 20 I'm likely to connect. It's a very rare thing. It's something that Khabib has and possesses. I'm not clear as to how he's got it. I mean, you can only run so many miles. You can only spar so many rounds. It's not as though, well, this guy outworks everybody, and therefore, there was a time in that, but that was way back in the 70s when Dan Gable made it fashionable. Dan Gable, back in 1972, made everybody aware that if I train more hours at a higher pace than you do, when it's time to compete, I can go harder longer. Great. And Dan Gable was right. But people saw that and they studied it. Now here we are in 2020 and you still have a guy in Khabib who can push harder longer. And it just doesn't appear that there's anything that somebody can do. They're going to have to find an athlete that was blessed with the same DNA. And I don't mean to beat Khabib. Gaethje can beat Khabib. I'm just talking about purely to match this one intangible, which is his pace and conditioning. I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite like it. We've seen good conditioning. See it every night. I don't know if we've seen anything quite like it. He and Georges St-Pierre definitely are alone in that factor. I think that Justin Gaethje also has a very good understanding of everything that I just said. When Justin Gaethje was breaking this fight down, he said, I need five good leg kicks. Five leg kicks where I want to land them. I will change him. The fight will be different after that. I think that's a good assessment. I like that Gaethje isn't talking about, oh, I'm really working on my card. Look, Gaethje's going to get tired. Gaethje gets tired all the time. Gaethje never backs down from being tired. Gaethje has never wilted due to fatigue. The Eddie Alvarezes and the Dustin Poiriers who have found a way to get their hand raised against Justin Gaethje just went out there and had to beat him. But you could not take his will away. You could not take his effort or his heart or his determination away. So Khabib is going to have to just go out there and beat him. And it's not going to be with the same bludgeoning as the aforementioned athletes Eddie Alvarez and Justin Poirier had success with. It's going to have to be getting him down, putting him in positions, keeping there, letting time run out, hoping a judge gives you 10 and him 9, rinse and repeat. But it's a very interesting match. It's very, very classic in that grappler versus striker sense. At least in terms of what they both objectify to do. Gaethje, who is a great wrestler, plans to punch a kick. He sees that as his keys to victory. Khabib, also well-rounded, plans to get his hands on Justin, push him and pull him, get that heart rate up and wear him down. Neither one of those strategies is fantastic. Both of those strategies are going to equal a very hard night of work. Fingers crossed. See what happens, because ultimately there's only so much time. If your whole entire argument is I'm the guy that can fight harder, longer than the other guy, in a broad stroke, good for you, and in a broad stroke, you're probably going to have success tonight. The problem is there's only so much time. There's still only 25 minutes. We aren't sitting back as viewers wondering, hey, if this was an hour-long contest, or if this went from sunup to sundown, that's not, the game's got rules. That is not how the game is played of just endless endurance and who can be there the longest. The game is played by rules. Those rules are wide open. But they're still intact. Can Khabib wear Justin down before Justin kicks him 5 times? Did you know right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit in car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make breakfast in bed? Your Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, but at least there's no better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. Jared Cannonier, who is scheduled to take on Robert Whittaker, 185 pounds. The winner of that fight is going to qualify to take on the winner of Adesanya versus Costa. Okay. Well, Cannonier has now come out and said, I want to be the replacement fighter to fill in for, should anything happen to, Paulo Costa, Izzy Adesanya. I love that. And I know a lot of people are asking, is that the right move? When you already have a fight that's coming up, is that the right move? I think it is always the right move. And more times than not, we have seen guys raise their hand and be the only ones to raise their hand and therefore be given the job. Just because they were the only one that showed up. I mean, I know many things went into Gilbert Burns getting his title opportunity, but one of the main factors, definitely the one that hedged it, that put the weight on the scale and lifted that teeter-totter up, was him raising his hand after he got done with T-Wood and saying, I feel great, I am ready to go. No negotiating here publicly or in a back room. I just want the match. Could I have the match? Yep. Stipe ultimately fell into a title shot. He was a lot brasher, but that's exactly what happened. Georges St-Pierre ultimately got his first title shot by getting on his hands and knees in the octagon in front of Joe Rogan while giving an interview and begged for a title shot. I mean, there's something about that. A lot of times you want to give a guy who wants it the most what he wants. I think it's very wise when Cannonier does things like this. And I realize we don't always see it work out. For example, we've been told, at least by rumor, that Conor McGregor was offered the fight against Tony Ferguson, the one that Justin Gaethje ended up taking. Conor said, I got no problem fighting Ferguson, but I'm not doing it under these circumstances because that makes me a replacement fighter and I'm no replacement fighter. Okay, there's no problem. It was an opportunity lost. Perhaps Conor is not a replacement fighter. For sure, Conor is not a champion today. The guy who did step in, named Justin Gaethje, is for sure a champion today. And that's all right. That's what's at risk, though, if something's going to offend you or bother you. Now, I don't know that anything is going to stop Izzy and Costa from getting in the ring. Izzy never misses a fight, and Costa wanted this fight so bad. If you guys will remember, he had some doctor's note in Brazil clearing him like 7 months before an actual doctor would clear him. Now, we can have a good laugh at that all we want, but we cannot question his sincerity in wanting to compete. I believe if there's ever been a match that's going to stay intact, it's that one. That's what I believe. I also believe for Jared Cannonier to come out and show us how bad he wants something and the willingness that he's willing to go through to get what it is he wants has to mean something. Don't forget, Cannonier's been out for a period of time. He was suffering a damaged pec muscle. I want to say he even tore it. I mean, he's been out for a period of time. He's willing to walk right in to a world title match, which means it's 5 rounds. If you look at, why not? 1 month later, he's scheduled to take on the former world champion in a main event for 5 rounds. Why not do it a little bit quicker? I mean, if this is the scenario, whether it plays out or not, I do think that Jared Cannonier, at a minimum, has now let us in to his mindset. He now get to enter the group that we all love the most, the competitors group, the guys that are here to compete, not to play a game and not to do business. They're here to compete. Jared definitely qualifies for that. I would predict that Jared gets that spot. I will also predict we're not going to need it. Izzy and Costa are going to fight as scheduled, But as far as having a plan goes and having somebody there to weigh in who's licensed, who's ready, one guy said he would do it. As far as I'm concerned, that one guy just got the job. All right, guys, let's call it right there. We got some big fights to look forward to this weekend, including tonight, Bellator, Chandler versus Benson, part two, plus Agazarm and Lencioni. Don't overlook that one on the undercard. Plenty more to look forward to as the week goes on, and I will be back on Wednesday to recap it all. Until then, remember who you are, what you stand for, and try not to let that get you down. I'm Chael Sonnen, and you are welcome.
Thanks for listening to You're Welcome with Chael Sonnen. Download new episodes every week at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big.